How to divide up your portfolio. If you are in a position to have a portfolio, even if it's just $10,000, it's a good idea to consult with experts. It's a tricky business, and the experts, though not magicians, can do a much better job than you at managing money. They spend all day tracking the market, so trust them. A lot of idiots went crazy over dot-coms and startups thinking they could make millions, and most of them lost everything. I consider myself to be a savvy investor with billions to prove it, but even I wouldn't dare to strategize about my portfolio by myself. The fees that the experts charge will be zilch compared to the money you can make, especially if you find a trusted investor on your behalf. It's worth it. Your money can work for you if you put it in the right hands. Sometimes the more money you pay a money manager, the more money he or she will make for you on your behalf. Don't be wooed by cheap advice, because your money may not go anywhere. Some advisors charge a fee as a percentage of profits. Others charge by the hour or per meeting. Make sure that whomever you decide to use is honest and upfront about the services that he or she will be providing you. To find a trusted, competent financial advisor, I would consult other people that live and work in the same area, and that may be in the same income bracket. Working with someone whose primary client base is in a vastly different bracket is not the best course to take. The National Association of Personal Financial Advisors is a good source of listings. They can be reached by phone at 800-366-2732 or online at www.napfa.org. If you feel nervous about an advisor, you should check to see whether others have complained, or make a complaint yourself with the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, CFPBS. You can contact the CFPBS through its website at www.cfp.net or by calling 888-237-6275. If you're stubborn and refuse to hire someone to work with your money, go for it. But work to minimize your risk with a bunch of different investments. If you put all your money into one stock or one building or one venture and then it crashes, you're broke, plain and simple. I'm probably guilty of not having a diverse enough portfolio. After all, it's almost all real estate. But I have teams of people working for me, and I know from years of experience how to protect myself when the markets get rough. Determining the right mix of cash, bonds, and stocks for your portfolio does not have to be tricky if you follow the formula that Eric Sacher, a financial guru within my organization, recommends. Start with 100% of your assets. Most likely, you will be devoting this pot to a mixture of cash, bonds, and stocks. Take the 100% as the number 100 and then subtract your age. Eric recommends that you devote your age as a percentage to cash and bonds and the remaining amount to stocks. That way, as you age, you minimize your exposure to stocks, which can be a lot riskier and a lot more volatile than bonds. For example, let's say you're 30 years old and you have $100,000 to invest. By Eric's formula, you should subtract 30 from 100 to arrive at the following allocation: $70,000, or 70% to stocks, and $30,000, or 30% to bonds and cash. Each year, as you grow older, make changes to minimize your vulnerability to stocks by moving money into cash and bonds. Obviously, you will need to consider other factors as well, such as market conditions and interest rates. In a hot stock market, you can consider elevating your stock allocation, and in a high interest environment, I would recommend raising your bond and cash allocation. With this basic guideline to follow, an individual looking to invest some cash should be able to do so in a reasonable and hopefully lucrative manner. You also have to invest with your own personal financial needs in mind. If you'll need your savings for a down payment or to pay for college in the short term, do not pay a lot of broker fees to lock away your money. Instead, buy certificates of deposits, CDs, or another investment vehicle that will keep your money liquid and safe. The worst thing you can do is be timid and let your money just sit in your savings account. It's pure waste. Your money should be at work at all times. You should think of your money as your staff. You wouldn't let your staff sit around, so don't let your money sit around either. Even in the worst economy, there is no excuse for putting money under the bed.